From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Filipinos go to the polls next month in national elections, and one of the candidates for Congress stands out from the rest. For one, he's not a politician. He's Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, the most popular man in the country and maybe the best boxer in the world. Pacquiao has won 7 world titles in 7 different weight classes, the first boxer ever to do so. Now at 31, he has more fights and million-dollar paychecks ahead of him. So why is he running for office? NPR's Michael Sullivan went to the southern province of Mindanao to find out.
There aren't many things that make Filipinos feel proud these days, but Manny Pacquiao is definitely one of them. This is Manny doing what he does best. Last month against Joshua Claudy, before 50,000 fans at Cowboys Stadium in Dallas.
Final 10 seconds. Way too much talent, way too much speed,
way too much Pacquiao,
too much Manny.
Mindanao journalist Edwin Espejo has been following Manny's career for more than a decade and writes a column called Pacquiao Watch about the man some call the best pound-for-pound boxer ever.
It's too early to tell if Manny is really the greatest fighter of all time. But 10 or 15 years, 20 years down the line, maybe. Definitely he is in the mix of things.
And in a country racked by corruption scandals, natural disasters, and grinding poverty, Manny is a welcome diversion, a man, Espejo says, who brings the country honor. A dirt poor kid from a broken home in a troubled region who is now a world champion and a millionaire to boot.
Manny Pacquiao is such a big figure that every time he fights, the country virtually comes to a standstill. Nobody goes out, everybody is inside their houses or in the restaurants where they show live fights of Manny. Even the rebels, Muslim or otherwise, are said to stop fighting for a day just to watch Manny fight.
His latest fight for the congressional seat in Sarangani province is perhaps his most controversial. Boxing is sometimes called the red light district of sports, but politics in the Philippines has an even seedier reputation. Manny Pacquiao says it doesn't have to be that way in his district for his people.
I came from nothing. My situation of my life right now is changed, but not my heart. That's why I want to help them, because I feel what they feel. If you ask me why I enter to politics, for me, I don't want to enter that, because politics is very dirty and dangerous. But I have a heart that can feel what they feel.
Hundreds of people turned out for one of Manny's recent rallies not far from where he grew up, many under umbrellas to shield them from the sweltering midday sun. He starts out a little slow, shy even, but warms up as he speaks to the crowd in their and his native Visayan dialect. He reminds them that he was once as poor as they are, and if elected, he says, he will work to bring them better schools, hospitals, and more jobs, all badly needed in this impoverished region. Flyers posted on trees next to the stage advertise jobs as maids in Singapore or Hong Kong for $400 a month. He's a good man, says shopkeeper Exufancio Bernales, and Manny remembers what it's like to be poor. When my brother-in-law died, he says, we didn't have enough money to bury him. I went to Manny, and he gave us a coffin. He's always doing things for us poor people, Bernales says, so he's got my vote.
I guess dili na siya mang-corrupt.
Accounting student Marie Silva says Manny is sincere and already rich. And that's a plus, she says, because he probably won't feel the urge or the need to steal money like so many politicians here. She says she's not sure Manny can make good on his campaign pledges, but seems willing to give him a shot. Wilmark Naral, who's about to join the army, is not.
For me, I believe that experience is best than the first-timer.
Never mind that Manny's opponent has no experience either. His family does. His brother, the outgoing congressman. His father, congressman before that. Politics in the Philippines, a family sport, and one where incumbents and their formidable political machines have the advantage. That's one reason why Manny may have lost the first time he ran 3 years ago. But the Pac-Man who hates to lose says he's learned since then.
I lost before because I just decided 1 month before the election. I wasn't prepared during that election. But this time, I started preparing 2 years before the election. So I don't think I'm going to lose this time.
Political scientist Benito Lim. of the Ateneo de Manila says Manny stands a good chance of winning, but he and many other Filipinos say they wish he'd stick to what he does best.
It's difficult to become a world champion in boxing, but it is very easy to become a congressman. Yeah, I believe that he should remain a boxer. He has earned enough reputation, and he will only be ruined, not only tarnish his reputation, but he is going to regret it afterwards.
After a long day campaigning, Manny stops to unwind at his Pac-Man sports bar not far from his mansion. The pool tables are full, there's boxing on TV, and there's Manny, still patiently posing for pictures with adoring fans well past 1 a.m. Manny says he doesn't think he'll regret running for office. In fact, he says he still hasn't ruled out returning to the ring, even if he does win. That's good news for boxing fans. Maybe not so good for his next opponent. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.